I don't know how many of you got a chance to listen to Steve's call last night. Wow, it was fantastic. It was short, so impactful, and a tool that you are going to want to use if you're struggling inviting people to take a look at That One Thing and a Limitless Demonstrator session. Then send them Steve's call because it's really good. We'll have it posted in The Voice, which comes out tomorrow. And it is a great call. It's about 6 minutes long, 6-7 minutes, and really good. One of my favorite things he said in that call last night, he talked about health and how important it is. And he said, we all know we need to be healthier. We all know it and we think it, but until our body's check engine light pops on, we tend to take our health for granted. And, you know, people want to, they need help. People want help to get motivated, to get going. And isn't that the truth? And again, that's where we enter in, guys. And again, we'll put his call in The Voice tomorrow, so you'll have that link. And I would definitely save that link in your phone along with That One Thing video, all the PAC videos, the explainer videos, the Thrive explainer video, the 90-second one. I would add this to your arsenal because if you want to warm someone up, then it is so powerful and something that you can do in your SIP process, right? When you find a way you can connect with someone, you want to share something, and then you want to invite them to take a look at something. And this is the best way that you can do that. I just think it was fantastic. So, you know, we know change. We know that we want to be healthier, but change is hard, right, guys? Change is really hard. It's hard when we're trying to change for ourselves, but change is even harder when it's something that's inflicted outside ourselves. You know, we're coming out of a long winter, a long 2-year winter that changed the world, right? Everything we do in our daily lives has been affected by this long winter. And some of it is permanent change. You know, the way we do things, the way we think about things, what we want. And that kind of change in particular is hard because change outside ourselves, it creates stress. And it creates a feeling of loss of control. It creates excess uncertainty about how to move forward. Everything seems different when you have change that's outside yourself. You lose confidence due to the unknown. You want the past, you know, to come back rather than having to go find a new future. And so we get stuck. And I think of all the things that are going on in the world today, and I feel blessed. You know, I feel blessed when I see people who have the check engine light has come on now in their lives, whether it's, you know, because of health choices or because something popped up in their health. You know, when they lose that control and they have to start making decisions, that becomes really, really hard. Or when your lifestyle, your income changes, that becomes really, really hard. But guys, when there is change, there's also opportunity. And that's what I love, if you can grab on to the psychology that where there is change, there is opportunity. Because change affects people's hope, right? You lose hope. They want to cling to old vision and all the physical things we just talked about. But when you can show people through change, if you can help them gain hope, if you can help them gain a vision and see that their possibilities are, quote-unquote, limitless, and when you can give them a path for health, then you have that opportunity, and we have that opportunity. Never before in Limitless's life have we been in a position where generally most people want what we have. And I keep referring to this survey that Steve found. He came upon it. He's always, you know, looking at things on the internet. He's always doing research. And it was a survey of 27,000 people by companies who came together that are consumer goods companies or consumer services companies. They want to know, okay, we're coming out of this 2-year winter. Where are people? What do they want? How can we serve them better? And the two primary things that came out of that survey are people want to be healthier. They just don't know where to start. And people really want to be financially healthier, but that's just a blank face, right? Where do I start? What do I do? Because I can't just keep doing what I've done. If you, you know, that old saying, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always got. And so, you know, that study also indicated that there is so much information overload. That's why people don't know where to start. I mean, and you, it's conflicting information. And also, there's a confusion of the path. In fact, you know, we were just looking up this morning on surveys, because there's all kinds of surveys that 70, 80, 85% of workers are miserable, was the word that was used, miserable in their jobs. And then, but there was this one study that popped up in the line of Google that was like, 85% of people are generally happy in their jobs. And, you know, most of the concrete evidence and the studies out there were that people are miserable. But, you know, you get the one that's not based on real evidence that people are generally happy in their jobs. That is confusing. And so it's confusing to find a path and the information overload. You know, how can you do a better Google search to get the information that you really want to help you change? And again, that's where we come in. You know, when I was in college, I took one of the first courses ever taught about a concept called behavioral science. And fast forward to today, now there's a buzzword out there that says behavioral economics. And it's all about, you know, this behavioral science for me was, when I was learning it, was how do you teach people how to take in information and make changes based off that information? How do you put it in a way that people can actually assimilate the information and change? And then the ultimate of that course was, you know, people only change when the pain of not changing becomes greater than the pain of changing. I'm going to say that again. People only change when the pain of not changing is greater than the pain of changing. Isn't that the truth? When our check engine light comes on, all of a sudden, the things we have to do to get healthier become much easier, because the pain of not doing those things with our check engine light and smoke coming out our ears, right? That's when all of a sudden it's not as difficult to make those changes. And that's the same thing with behavioral economics. Everybody's trying to figure out the psychology of buyers and what makes us do the things we do and buy the things we buy. But at the end of the day, it comes back to just an old-fashioned truth, and that is, when the pain of loss is greater than the power of gain, we make a change, right? And pain is a greater motivator. It is. As much as we want to say moving towards pleasure is a great motivator, the real great motivator is pain. And not that we would never want to inflict pain on someone, but when someone realizes the pain of not doing something that's going to be better for them, or the pain that they are in, that's when they're willing to make those steps as change. But just like those little baby goats in Cindy's farm, when they're first born and they got those little wobbly legs and the little tiny little voice, then that's how people feel. They feel wobbly. They feel like a brand new baby. They feel naked when they realize they want to make a change. And that's where we come in, guys. And the formula is, you know, there's a guy, his name's Glyker, and he created a formula, and it's a really powerful formula that we actually follow, guys. He created it in like the 60s. And that is, there's these steps for change, and one is there has to be dissatisfaction. There has to be dissatisfaction. There are some people who they can't sit still. They have to always be changing. I mean, there are those few, and they're lucky if they know how to control what they change their life with, you know, their life, so they do change with a purpose. But for most people, you have to have some sense of dissatisfaction, that feeling that you're not happy with the way things are at the moment. And then the next step is there has to be a vision. There has to be a positive vision for what the future can be. And you have to be able to paint that picture either for yourself, or someone has to be able to help you paint that picture for yourself, someone that you trust. And then the third thing is there has to be concrete steps that you can make towards making that vision a reality. And it doesn't have to be a lot. It can be just one or two steps towards making that vision a reality. And when you have dissatisfaction, vision, and steps, then that's greater than resistance. And at the end of the day, guys, that's what we have with this window of opportunity. People are dissatisfied. They're dissatisfied with their health. They're dissatisfied with their wealth. And they're looking for a new vision. They're open to a new vision. And they actually want what we have because we have a way to help people get motivated with our health packs, things that they already have a disadvantage of, that one thing that no matter how hard they try, they will always have that slight disadvantage until they understand that one thing. And so we don't have magic products, but when they take our health packs, their results will be magical. And so they are already dissatisfied, and we can paint the vision, and we can show them the steps. And so in order for us to be able to get our message out to people, we've crafted that one thing along with Limitless Demonstrator sessions that you can do that. And the fun part about that is they don't even have to be able to do that in order to participate in a wealth opportunity and a chance to earn income while they're helping other people, while they're taking advantage of this opportunity through change, right? The world has changed, and they don't know how they're going to take advantage of that, but we can paint that picture and show them the steps and the path to help themselves with their own health and help other people's health and have a great way to make a residual income. And so in order for things to change, though, you have to change. You know, you guys, every one of you on this call, you are special. Do you know why? Because Limitless paraded across your life. You know, Steve and I, on the one hand, yeah, we're co-founders of Limitless, but on the other hand, Limitless kind of chose us. You know, it's bigger than just Steve and Malin Campbell, and it's bigger than all of us until we come together collectively. As we charge ourselves as molecules and we line up all in the same direction, you know, that's the calling that we have. And we're special that Limitless chose us. And once you know this information, whether you like it or not, you get to have that opportunity of obligation. It's an opportunity of obligation to take this message out to the world. In a world that has changed and is starving for what we have, a world that is miserable in their work life, and we have the ball in our court, and we need to keep the ball in our court and always know the next step. And so, you know, as I've talked to people in these last few weeks, as people are realizing they've caught the vision, we've painted the vision and of where we can go with Limitless. We've painted the vision, and we continue to paint the vision, and we will continue to paint the vision of what Limitless can do as an agent of change for people coming out of this long winter. But the biggest fear is opening up your mouth and forming conversations with people, asking them, finding out where they are, and helping to paint that vision. And so that's the hardest part. People are like, I'm not quite sure what to say. I love having forming conversations. I don't know how to transition. And sometimes that can be scary. And the reality is you just got your final tool. Steve's call last night is the final tool. And if you will use that tool, even if you are the most nervous person on the planet, doesn't matter. You're still special. Limitless still chose you. It still came across your path. And you get to choose to take advantage of that or down the road really regret that you didn't. It's like you're going to say, I'm glad I did, or I wished I had. And so take advantage of this tool. We'll have it in the voice tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon. And, guys, get that one thing demonstrations under your belt. We keep telling you to get 20 under your belt. I promise you, if you will truly commit, get 5 scheduled. And when every time one of them goes through the process, now you only have 4 scheduled, then go get one more scheduled. Go take the energy it takes. Go take the massive action it takes to get 5 scheduled and keep 5 on your calendar at all times until you start realizing your Limitless Demonstrator dreams. And let's all lock arms, guys. We're all together. We're a Limitless family. We love each other. We're here for a reason. And, you know, sometimes your family that you come to find, not just the family you're born into, is the family that's your real family. And boy, I couldn't feel that more than what I feel right now with each and every one of you. So let's go roll up our sleeves, guys, and let's get out to the world. Let's get those demonstrator sessions all under our belts. Have a fantastic day. Here's your challenge. Your challenge is, how many do you believe in your schedule? How many That One Thing sessions can you make a goal that you're going to have always scheduled? Is it 2, 3, 5? What is your massive action that you're going to get to where you always have that many scheduled in your future? And I want to hear that number. And it doesn't matter. I'm putting out 5 because I know if you can get 20 done in a month, you'll change your life. But if it's one that you always want, whatever it is, make that commitment and let's hear some numbers tomorrow morning. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.